I don't think that you're fat.
You look good.
Thanks, buddy.
Your ass is like really tight.
I know. It's always tight. It's my ass is always tight.
You've always had like a remarkably muscular, like strong, tight ass.
Steven, I appreciate it.
Forever.
I know. I appreciate that.
Just saying.
That's all I really got.
And that's gonna be the intro to the whole show.
I've already drank a beer. Have we not even started yet?
No, we have not started.
To be a member of our nerdy metal community, hit the subscribe button. If you have any comments or suggestions, hit us up at worshipandtributenerd@gmail.com. This week on the show, we catch up with my old friend and ex-bandmate in I Wrestled a Bear Once, Stephen J. Bradley.
Worship and Tribute Nerd!
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Michael, aka Rickshaw, and this is Worship and Tribute Nerd, the show where metal dudes nerd out. We're working on starting a metal nerd community, so if you got any suggestions, questions, comments, hit us up at worshipandtributenerd@gmail.com. Today, I have an extremely special episode, but first, my co-hosts are here today, Fuzz.
Hello.
And Lee.
Hello.
Also with us, the reason it's extremely special is my old friend, Stephen Bradley.
Steven!
Stevie Say B. hello.
Stevie B.
Stevie it's me. B. Hello. Hi. Hello.
I'm Steve B. Hi.
We've done a few things with like other Iwabo members in the past, but me and you haven't seen each other or really talked to each other in a long time. I think that, you know, for a long time, there was kind of some animosity between us. And
it was a sick band.
And the way
I was literally about to say, I don't want to interrupt your like heartfelt monologue, but you said that I just started fucking hearing
right. Animosity was a sick band. Also, the album Animosity by Seven Dust
was sick too.
Was a sick album too. Dumb. So
it was sick.
But yeah.
So Animosity is actually tight. Animosity is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yes,
exactly. Sick. Yes. So, we didn't talk for a long time. I think we only really talked one time for a while when we kind of made up. I was actually tired of, you know, having a grudge against you, and that's when, you know,
I didn't know I had a grudge. I didn't know I got a grudge. that's a type movie. These are all good things, right?
Right. These are all you great. You actually had a scary Asian man grudge.
Whoa!
Right. Wow.
Wow. And I would be like,
so down. It's like The Ring?
Something like that.
Wait.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, this is the video you see before you die now. Good job.
Oh, tight.
I'm cool but yeah. Die tonight.
Perfect. Yeah, this is the first time, you know, we've talked aside from that, and we haven't even done like a video call, so we haven't seen each other face to face since like 2015.
Maybe 14.
Right?
Damn, was it that long ago?
I haven't seen
it. I don't know. I mean, didn't I call you a while? Yeah, we talked about
I mean, yeah, when bit. You know, yeah. When we kind of started clearing the air up and stuff like that. But I think the last time we saw each other face to face was like Gift of Death video, right? And then cheesecake. We all ate a lot of cheesecake.
That sounds delicious. Yes.
Right. And then
that was Courtney's, like, I finished vocals celebrate. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And she demanded a cheesecake because she went on like a 5 or 6 month diet. And so, so yeah, we f-ing gorged ourselves with cheesecake at the end of that. So,
oh, can I get him to get a beer actually?
Shut the
Anyway.
Anyways, we actually said, Lee, you know, you might want to stay out of this because, you know, maybe we're just going to have too many people on the mic. And then you talked him into it. But it's fine as long as he...
I'm having a great time.
I
mean,
I saw him. I got excited. You know,
it's
Lee.
It's
look
totally
at him. Look
fine.
At that face.
I know. His face he's just keeps old. Getting bigger and bigger, doesn't it?
Yeah, even when you... Even while you hated me, he still loved me. So, like...
Same, dude.
On.
Whoa.
Hear
well,
that?
That's not... That's probably not true because even his hair hates his face. It's retreating it's to the true. Back of his head. You know what I mean?
Woo!
the capacity I can love is yes, that is true.
That's true.
We had a rough breakup, so you know, I was actually tired of holding that grudge, and
see,
you know,
I was in a weird spot because you know I was friends with both of you, so I had to stay friends with both of you. Right. I just saw you more, which it would have been cooler if he's doing more.
But, I mean,
it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate to be friends with either of us, much less both of us.
So yeah. You know, right. Both at the same time.
I love you guys way too much.
I just want to be friends with myself, and that's the hardest part.
God damn it.
We don't got time for that shit, Lee. You need to get the fuck out of this interview.
See, he gets it.
Now he's regretting it.
Try to bring you in here talking about your problems.
It's
horseshit.
This is what I'm good at. I don't know.
But yeah, let's tell the people what you've been up to since the band and everything.
The tour stuff still for, can't believe how many years it's been since you just said we did that video. That's crazy. I was doing the like Diplo Major Lazer tour stuff even during like the last Iwabo like Europe tour. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't even know if you remember that shit. It was crazy. It was like flying to Major Lazer shows to then Iwabo shows to anyway.
Right.
Did that for some years. Did like that and did some stuff with Marshmallow. And then we did, I don't know, did tour stuff. And then slowly was like, all right, so I'm old and my knees hurt and my back don't work too good no more. I got to stop living in an airplane.
Right.
And we had sort of started, my wife and I started this.
Damn it.
Let's try to see how many Borat references we can do to ruin this whole shit.
Right.
We started the company a couple of years ago now. And I was like, cool. If this gets to the point where, you know, makes sense to do this full time, great. And it did. And yeah, it's like, I mean, 2020, of course, everyone sat at home in their pajamas more than normal. But
right,
like 2019, we were working from home doing sort of the same type shit. And yeah, here I am, still at home in my pajamas.
Selling drugs.
The shirt is actually like stretchy spandexy. It might look nice, but it's like fake nice.
Dude, you got that dad mode. Dude, dads wear comfortable clothes now. I don't even put real pants on. I just wear joggers now all the time.
I don't own a pair of jeans that fits me. I swear to fucking God. All I got are these stretch. I can probably stretch them into frame. Yeah, look at that.
I mean, if you could look business casual, if you could look business casual and it's sweatpants material, what else do you need in life? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's what I said.
Except for if it's gray, you know, try not to show off your dick in public. You know what I mean? Because everybody be looking.
Luckily, my dick.
See, I just don't go in public, so I don't have to worry about it.
Fine. Right.
Steven, I've got a question about like touring with Diplo and stuff like that. How was the
Yes, young man.
Yeah. Okay.
Right here.
Okay.
All right. Right here.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
We'll let you have your make-a-wish question.
You guys make fun of me 13 to 14 more times. I'm out of here, right?
Anyways.
Why you swear to God? Anyway.
No, just curious. How? Like, what was it? Was it bonkers? Being, you know, I mean, not Ray, but
I don't know what
EDM crowd and stuff like that.
It was crazy because, like, when I started doing it, it was pretty much just me and Jared. I think you all know.
I know,
like,
Jared.
Definitely know Jared.
Jared Pentinato, right?
Yeah, like he toured with We Came as Romans and Of Mice and Men. Mm.
I'm
like,
sure
multiple...
that they've like ran into him at some point.
I've seen him a couple of times.
Yeah.
So like at the beginning, it was literally just like us and maybe like other friend Kyle, who was like doing lights. And it was crazy. It was like some of the first shows we did. It's like Major Lazer, Diplo, whatever, which is the same kind of thing. Diplo is one of the guys in Major Lazer, whatever. They're like headlining like ACL, like doing crazy huge shit.
Yeah.
But it was like the three of us figuring it out. It was pretty intense. And then by like the last Major Lazer big tours, you know, it's like a crew of like 40 people. So it sort of escalated quickly. I mean, because, like, DJs weren't headlining all these festivals, like, over Metallica not that long ago. Then all of a sudden it was like, oh, tight, DJs, bands, you can just get the fuck out of here. No one cares.
Yeah.
It's true, thankfully.
And,
it's true.
Yeah, just crazy. And, I mean, not just flying everywhere. I mean, like, when we flew to do, like, a tour, it was like, shit, we fly into Europe. I don't know. We weren't actually excited about it, but it was like, we didn't do it every day. And then when it's like... All right, I've been on an airplane four times today, what the hell is happening? Like, literally, like, four shows in, like, four different countries in the same 24-hour period. And that's just normal. Cool.
Wow.
So it was a lot. It was cool. I mean, it was really cool, though. Can't complain. Got to do a bunch of crazy shit. And, like, old Wes Diplo, whatever. Cool dude.
Awesome.
So...
That's so sick.
Yeah, that's right.
So in that time period, what are some people that you met that were like, oh shit, Iwabo?
No, and everyone was just like, yeah, kind of like the Lee, like, make a wish thing. They kind of just would pet me on the head and be like, oh, that's nice you're here.
Oh, you were playing the 1,000 cap rooms? Oh, okay.
No, I mean, trying to, like, it's pretty great. And now it's become, in the last, like, whatever, like, metal culture has, like, it's, like, cool. I don't know. It's, like, after, like, Justin Bieber did a death metal logo shirt or something. I don't know what happened. It's, like, metal became cooler. Or, like, the Kardashians wore a Slayer shirt. I don't know. I remember we did, like, just, like, Post Malone's, like, one of his first tours was, like, a Diplo run in Australia, like, forever ago. Right. And he, I mean, obviously, like, famously now, like, you know, likes metal, likes a bunch of crazy shit, and it was crazy. Because at the time, I was like, I would never expect this. He's like, Iwabo, that's cool.
Hell yeah.
Post who else dope. I even know, like, Marshmallow himself, like, old Marshmallow, he's just a metal dude. He's, like, a hardcore metal fan. I just talk about him and get excited.
I'm not familiar with Marshmallow.
It's crazy. He's huge. Really? He's, like, they're delicious. Nickelodeon level, like, of Nickelodeon DJ stuff. What? Like, he seriously went for that. It's, like, a whole different... I don't know.
Really? I remember you saying
it's
that.
Crazy. Honestly, West I would always too. Randomly meet people and, like, they'd be like, oh shit, Iwabo, that's tight. And I'm like, how the f*** have you heard of our weird band that seven people know about? Like, where were you?
Yeah.
Where were you, bro?
I remember you telling me that Wes, like, produced before he was, like, doing the DJ stuff, right? He produced some bands and one of them was, like, what's that?
He did Rollo Tomasi.
Yeah, Rollo Tomasi.
If you remember Rollo Tomasi's record.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember where I was with him. We're, like, sitting somewhere having breakfast, and he, like, brought up Rollo Tomasi, and I was just like, what the hell are you talking about? I was like, oh, shit, you produced their record. That's, anyway, I mean, he's, like, from Florida, like, I don't know, like, he loves Deftones, and he was like, I was like, oh, Cannibal Corpse, Florida death metal scene. He's like, yeah, whatever, bro. But then, I mean, he really did, I mean, I will say, fucking old Diplo knows every genre of music that has ever existed and ones we don't know about yet. He somehow knows about them 2 years before they were invented.
Nice.
And will produce the fucking record that makes it a thing. Like, he's definitely really smart with all that shit and, like, super open-minded.
What about Skrillex?
Did you meet him? Brother. Yeah, and we did a bunch of Jack U Acid stuff, which was, like, Diplo and Skrillex together. We did that stuff for, like, 2 years or something. Like,
I was actually really into that Justin Bieber song that was the Jack U.
Yeah.
So, just saying.
It was good. I mean, same thing. Those guys, like, I mean, our fucking whole Iwabo thing was like, we like everything.
Yeah.
So those guys are just crazy. Like, watching them do that song, like, just, like, in green rooms and airplanes, like, clicking into Ableton. And, like, that song Lean On that Major Lazer did, that was, like, the number one fucking song of all time for a while.
Yeah.
Like, literally just watching him, like, do that on, like, a flight and then, like, track the vocals in a green room. It's like, all right, there you go. It's the number one song on the fucking planet.
I'm rich now.
It's, like, the same vibe as, like, what we all did. It seriously is, like, DIY, like, fuck it. Like, who needs a label? I don't know. It's crazy. Same type vibe. And Sonny, yeah, fucking Skrillex, dude. He's obviously, like, one of the kindest humans that's ever lived, so...
Cool. So,
I got nothing.
All right, it's been good. I'll see you guys later.
All right, cool. It's good to catch up.
I was also going to ask you about your company, what your company is.
Well, thank you for asking. I'll PayPal you that $10 later.
Why don't we get money out of this?
No, you don't.
Just kidding.
You definitely don't get it. 9/9, which, again, we were just, you know, talking about naming things is awful. Yeah, name the company, and it's like Bradley Digital. No one wants that. It's like a law firm. What is this? It's awful.
It's a digital
and like
law.
So, well, I guess they're all digital law firms now. Anyway,
too soon.
Try to name it, and it's our wedding anniversary, September 9th, like 9/9. So, but it's like you wouldn't really know. You just see it. You're like 9/9. What is that stupid shit? Great, but it's our anniversary.
Oh, that's so cute.
And yeah, we do all sorts of, we run like social media for a ton of folks and make content, like shoot music videos and make ads, run ads, and just put together marketing campaigns for all kind of folks.
Nice.
And do playback. We used to do a lot more like building playback rigs, like built the ones for like all those DJ guys and built them for like Miguel, if you know him, like The Midnight.
Oh, The Midnight? That's like badass.
Awesome synthwave band. Yeah. Those guys are awesome.
Really?
Same thing, man. Those guys are so nice. They're like...
Oh, that's rad.
And their story is crazy because they were just like two dudes who met on like a songwriting thing in LA and were like, oh, we gel. Let's write some more music together. Did The Midnight, like not even living in the same city. And then it just sort of like slowly like took off, yada, yada. And they're like, oh shit, we can go on tour. This is cool. And like the main songwriter dude in the band had like never played a show, never toured. He's just like a producer, a great producer.
Really?
So like putting together their like playback rig and like watching them like rehearse for the first time, and it was like literally the first time they did it, I was like, this could be fucking huge. You guys are really good.
Yeah.
And they are really good, and it just keeps getting bigger, and like, I don't know. Yeah.
When I first heard them, I thought they were an actual 80s band that I had somehow never heard of, and I was like, where has this been forever? It's amazing.
Never heard of them.
It's great.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great. I don't take any music preferences from you whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You probably
Mr. Imagine Dragons.
I don't like Imagine Dragons.
Do you not remember 2013?
No.
I do.
No.
I do.
Everybody like that one song, though.
So we're in Augusta, Georgia, and I wake up in the van somewhere.
Oh, details.
Like,
he knows
Lee's
the
like,
city.
Yo, there's this band y'all gotta check out. They're called Imagine Dragons. And he put it on in the van, and all of us were just like, yes, it was, bitch. I remember it. No. And I will never forget it.
I must have been really high.
No, it was the worst thing ever. And I was so mad at you for waking me up. Dude, it was so stupid. Anyway, sorry, go on.
Yeah, that's why I sent you guys that thing that said that was like the short skit about it was like, no one should ever absolutely like Imagine Dragons or you're a fucking piece of trash.
That's you, Lee.
Oh, yeah, I've always been trash. Come on, guys.
Anyway,
oh, yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
So anyway, Imagine Dragons are my best friends.
See, you're welcome. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're all great.
That's
guys.
Even better.
Don't know them.
The Midnight, they're fucking, love it.
The Midnight are sick. They really are. And, like, awesome dude. I don't know. It's always nice when you're like, oh, this band's tight. Oh, and they're good humans. Yeah. That makes you feel better about liking their music.
Makes you love them so much more. So much more.
And you also do some social media work, right?
That's like, what you just said.
Yeah, we're...
Like for
We run social media for Billy Ray Cyrus. Yeah, we run like Billy Ray Cyrus' stuff. I did his like last two music videos. Did not do the one for Old Town Road because that was like a $40 trillion video of Chris Rock.
Jesus,
wow.
But
you were around for
that's crazy.
Like the era, and you knew and you worked with him then.
Yeah, we worked with him for like a year or two before that song came out. Like I distinctly remember. The day that he was like, yeah, I'm doing like a version of this song. And we were just like, cool. And like 24 hours later, it was like, oh, this is like already the biggest song on the planet.
Yeah,
and like, I swear to God, like we saw earlier, like Columbia, his label just posted it today, like a few hours ago, went 14 times platinum. And it is now the most awarded song in the history of music.
Wow. Goddamn country rap.
Yeah, I mean,
well, that's okay, but Imagine Dragons is bad.
Yeah, Imagine Dragons is bad. What do we have to say to you, Lee?
We're not doing this here.
You're comparing heroin
to pot.
We're
not doing this. We're not doing this.
Fine, I'll leave it alone.
But I mean, yeah, that, obviously, that's like that whole story is just fucking rad, though. The kid was just like, "Fuck it, I made a song in my sister's living room, and now it's." The most like awarded song in the history of music, in all of fucking music.
I don't even know what like, Old Town Road is.
Isn't it a video game
reference or something like that?
It's a song.
No. It literally was just him. I thought it was like a Red Dead like reference or something because I guess the original video that he put out just like had gameplay footage from that in the background or something. I don't know. Because I remember when he did like Billy Ray, whatever, we found out he's doing the remix. So I looked the song up and I was like, I know I'm old and don't understand things, but I'm not sure what's happening, but it's super fucking catchy. Like,
right.
And the fact that it's like a kid made it in his sister's bedroom when he's like homeless, like, it's fucking rad. Like, a label didn't make that song.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
It's like the
I
same show I was talking about before. Like the fucking.
I just didn't know what it was about. And somebody was saying, like, it's like a video game reference or something. And then I remember, like, the same day I heard that, I saw a video of that dude going to, like, a grade school, and all the little kids knew all the words to that song. And I was like, what? Yeah. How did this happen?
How do I do this?
The whole EP that he put out for that was pretty sick, actually.
I will say, it's, like, funny. What I was saying before, like, about, like, watching, like, Wes and Sonny put together all that music just, like, on planes in Ableton with, like, no one telling them shit, just doing what they wanted to do. And, like, even that Major Lazer song, Lean On, that was like the first song in the history of music to go number one, not on a major label. Mm-hmm. Like, Wes put that out himself. It's like his label. It's crazy. So I don't know. Badass. It's just nice. It's like, even if it's like music you don't, whatever, love, blah, 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 it's like, it's just fucking rad that it's like, oh, some guys did this and said, fuck everyone, and it went number one.
Yeah. It's not just bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't happen for metal anymore, guys. You know? Like, what is metal compared to all that?
Five finger meth punch.
No, Trapped is the real good one these days.
We should have just, you know, here's how you succeed in metal. Let's ask all our parents what they love and fucking just make songs like those bands. So.
Dude, my dad, I've said it 1,000 times, my father thinks Five Finger Death Punch is like the best band ever.
Oh, hurts.
My dad has never heard Five Finger Death Punch. I really don't think.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Well, Moto Grader was way better.
Moto Grader was so much better. And so was Ghost Machine. But oh no, Five Finger Death Punch has got to be the band that gets big. Stupid.
So, Steven, we've also been doing, me and Fuzz and Tim Gorgon from Within the Ruins have been doing nu metal podcast talks. And we've been asking people, what's their number one nu metal influence that you can name off the top of your head?
Spine Shank.
That was
one of Tim's, too. Tim was all about Spine Shank, dude.
Dude, yeah. Spine Shank, just listened to it the other day. Yep. Definitely like the first metal band that did a lot of, you know, programming and stuff like that in the song.
Yeah. I listened to that record the other day, like The Height of Callousness. That's why I mentioned it. Cause I don't know why I thought of it the other day and like put that record on and was like, yes, this shit is still sick.
Is that the one with Synthetic?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's so bad. Dude, that shit was awesome.
Kids don't even know God.
Get off my lawn.
No, on the last metal lawn. On the last one we did with Lee from The Funeral Portrait, we were talking, and in the middle of it, I said, you know what this podcast has become is just us bitching about how kids don't fucking understand how sick it used to be, and kids just fucking suck now. Like, it's just like what we had to go through to go see these bands and listen to their records, and all I do is bitch about it. I'm pretty sure every episode I bring it up, and it's just bullshit. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Or maybe it's now you that is the bullshit.
Ooh.
And kids.
Whoa. You take that back.
Whoa.
Take it back.
I'm kidding.
Privilege.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, it is wild, though, to be, I don't know. It's not, it just is what it is. It's like time passes and shit changes, but like, it does, it's like a bummer. I feel bad for people that don't have that experience of being like waiting 6 months for a record to come out. Like, you get out of school, like go to the store and you buy that shit. Yeah. And like, they're sitting there listening to the whole thing. Like, it was awesome to do that. But like, it's also awesome now that bands can just put out a song once a month and like there's no formula and they can do whatever they want, but
yeah,
I don't know, they miss that experience.
They don't have the struggle, you know. They don't have the I was at my homie's house 2 weeks ago on a Sunday and they played an album. What was that album? You know what I mean? And then
if only I had a thing in my pocket that could tell me what it was. Yeah. They immediately let me download it for $9 a month for all of music ever created in the history of fucking music.
And then there's even there's more of a struggle too, where you're like, I know the name of the album. I'm going to go get it. And then you're like, flip, 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 flip. They don't even have it here. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You're like, well,
especially like metal shit. You're like, damn it, Best Buy in Shreveport, Louisiana, or Sam Goody in Shreveport. Yeah. Like, you don't even get copies of this fucking record in. And I requested
it. You said you'd get it.
Yeah, we were also.
Man, we're old.
Well, we. this is how old I feel too. It's like,
I mean, you're old.
You know, whenever they stopped spending a lot of time on cover art and like lyrics and stuff, and then finally one day your new album showed up with just one little sleeve, and it was like, the band is these people, and that's all it had on it, and you're like, what the hell?
How am I going to know what he's saying?
I remember going to Sam
Goody,
unless
it was Korn, and then you had, you know, the booklet, but you still didn't know what he was saying, and that was part of the art, obviously.
Yeah. Well, if you read the lyrics, it's R2 to bebop.
Yeah. You know, it's more nuanced than that.
I was going to say, it's more complex than that.
Yeah, come on.
And it's actually I mean, obviously.
Yeah. Knick-knack, paddywhack, get a dog a bone.
Give a dog a bone. Redfish, bluefish.
Redfish, bluefish.
No, I remember going to Sam Goody and asking, like, because I saw Papa Roach on a skate video somewhere. And going to the store and
yeah,
going.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not ashamed, all right? And going and asking. No, like,
I I was on their street team.
Yeah, see?
Street
team, by the way. That's what I'm talking about. Nice. But yeah, going in inside the store and asking, like, do you have Papa Roach? You know, because I had no way to access how to find who the. Like, I just.
We went to
On
Cue in Gainesville.
On Cue, dude. Right. Yeah.
Hi, I would like to cut my life into pieces. Yeah. How can I do an album that could. Help.
Broken Home was a sick song. And Dead Cell was a sick fucking song.
Too. I learned a lot of bass.
Dead Cell was.
Stop it! We're not getting sidetracked!
I mean, you know.
I mean, I love nu metal. We could talk about it all.
As long as Papa Roach brought some people into the nu metal scene that were first time listeners, they did their job. You
Dude,
know
what
he's I mean?
Got, he's actually, I think, got like rap albums. I think he puts out rap.
The most disappointing thing about him, though.
Your face.
The most disappointing thing about Jacoby is whenever he started wanting to be the guy from 18 Visions. And then I was just like, what are you doing, man? Just
what's
be yourself.
Earl? What's the singer of 18 Visions name? Earl or something like that? Some crazy serial killer name?
I can't even remember.
Serial killer name. But, man, 18 Visions are so fucking good.
Oh, yeah. Tower of Snakes, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, they're new. They're actually
that breakdown, remember the first time you heard that breakdown? You're like, ooh, yeah. I know that their last record was heavy, but yeah.
Dude, the record they just put out like a year and a half ago was sick.
I actually, my girlfriend's friend who is into nu metal, we were over here having some beers and I started bringing up some old stuff. I was like, do you like Lamb of God? I don't know, not really. Have you ever heard the first couple of albums? He's like, no. And then I play it, and he's like, whoa! And then I went all the way.
The new Lamb of God record's f***ing rad, though.
Black Label all day.
Art is the shit.
Maybe I'm alone on that, but I think it's f***ing sick.
The newest record is so good, and art takes Chris's spot so well.
Art, dude, that goofy bastard.
Art's f***ing awesome.
He really is.
I hung out with him, saw Lamb of God here in Nashville, and I saw him at another festival in Nashville. I think it was his first show at the... Something like that. And it was awesome. It was like emotional. I literally was like sitting back there, like drinking tequila, crying with Art. Because dude, like Iwabo toured with Art like so many times. Like, I guess except before you were in the band, the first Winds of Plague tour.
The
we did.
First one, yeah, I wasn't there, but we did Europe.
But dude, even like that first tour, I remember like Art would like put on Lamb of God to like warm up. It was like Iwabo, Winds of Plague, Veil of Maya. Yeah. And like every day, Art's putting on like Lamb of God to like practice and shit.
That was,
and then he joins Lamb of God, and I like got to see him fucking on tour with Slayer in an arena. Like that's so sick for Art. Like I fucking love Art. Hell I was yeah. like,
and yeah. that was the tour with the sick ass Darth Maul art, right?
Yeah. That was I haven't thought about that in like a decade. That was a good laminate. It was just Darth Maul on one side.
Hell yeah. And Art
was... Darth Maul. Remember Darth Maul?
Yeah. And that was bullshit how they kill him off, man. He should have...
Well, they kind of brought him back.
Spoiler alert, bro. Maybe people haven't seen it.
Dude, we did a 3-part episode on that Star Wars shit, and those movies still suck. One, two, and three were trash. Don't even get me started.
Yeah.
Anakin's a bitch. Anakin is a fucking pussy. Don't even get me started on it.
I celebrate all Star Wars, but like every time I hear people now complain about like the new Star Wars movies, I'm like, you don't know. I fucking like skip school to go see that shit in the theater with my brother as a kid. I had to fucking sit through 6 hours of Jar Jar Binks. Like, these New movies are great. Anyone can say
that's
they're
the thing
trash
is with Star Wars fans, they can't make up their minds of what they love and hate.
They're never happy. They're never happy.
Yeah. But at least
spoiled. Back to being
at
spoiled.
Least Mandalorian.
People are excited. I get a Star Wars movie once a year, and it's like pretty good. Oh, it's so stupid. It's like,
yeah,
bitch, I waited like my entire lifetime to see Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, yeah. No shit. See, thank you.
Well, we waited so long for honestly Darth Maul, and then they halved him in the first movie.
Yeah.
I half myself.
I can't wait to see where his character development go. He's cut in half.
Yeah. Then they bring him back a decade later
with
metal legs in a cartoon that no one watched.
Yeah. Hey, now Clone Wars is pretty sick.
I mean, it was pretty sick.
But it's not. Come on. Darth Maul got done dirty, and you
agreed,
know he did.
Agreed.
Right.
Agreed.
I mean,
but yes,
Boba Fett got done dirty. Boba Fett got done dirty, and no one ever talked about that. You know what I mean?
Because it was ridiculous.
But redemption. He got redemption.
He did. No, he did.
That's good.
That's the problem with these Star Wars fans. Their expectations are so large. But then in the original series, they did shit like that. They killed off Boba Fett without him fucking saying like five words the
whole
series.
They just smacked
the
back of his jetpack.
Yeah, and he goes,
Well, you know they made a reference to that.
Jar Binks. I'm just gonna keep saying that.
Dude, that motherfucker.
Do you remember? I remember trying to like even talking to my brother. I remember being in the car, like driving away from the theater after that, just being like, "Was that bad? I don't want to like say that it was bad, but
Misa
like,
no
did
like
that fucking suck?"
Misa kind of pissed.
Like, and it's kind of like, maybe is it racist in retrospect? What is he even? What is that accent? I don't know. He's canceled.
Yeah,
let's get Jar Jar Binks canceled. Let's redo every reference of him, replace it with a better character.
What's funny is that aren't they going to like when they start on the new one? They're going to basically phase the last three out. They're going to say it took place in a different...
No, they're not actually phasing them out, but the rumor is that they're going to give director's cuts on the last three and like pick and choose what stays and goes, because apparently there was a lot of cut scenes like in the final... Like in the editing room, apparently Kathleen Kennedy was like, nah, let's not use that story thread. Nah, let's use that one. So there's a lot of content that's supposed to go in there, and apparently Jon Favreau wants to re-edit those movies so it like fits better with what's going on with what he's working
Jon
on.
Favreau
so.
Just let him do anything he wants.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Literally just
Absolutely.
Let him do anything.
Just f***ing do
the
it.
Dude
I don't
is
care.
The main.
I mean,
how many franchises
Elf,
can he
start? Elf, yeah. Fucking Iron Man, fucking Mandalorian. Like,
yeah.
Let me just
he
say
did, I love
Christmas
you,
movies,
yeah.
Marvel,
yeah.
And f***ing Star Wars.
And he was a great actor too. PCU.
Oh yeah.
Can you blow
Classic.
Me where the Pampers is?
Yeah. God, that movie's so good.
Jesus, PC.
Dude, I know that when Mike brought it up the last time he was in town, I was like, holy shit. I haven't seen that movie forever.
Yeah, I was I watched the holiday movies that made us on Netflix, and I was like, oh my god, Elf, I totally forgot Jon Favreau mm-hmm. was the one to do this. So.
Dude, everything he touches is sick.
Obviously, you're a Star Wars fan. What other nerdy endeavors do you have in your life?
Especially, like recent.
Especially, yeah,
when
nowadays.
You're old now, so what's your new nerdy shit?
I don't know. Now, I mean, I nerd out just learning. I do a lot of video work now, like learning new video shit using After Effects, which is like the super nerdy program they use to do all the like fucking Star Wars, Marvel sort mm-hmm. of crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. So I've been nerdy with that, which isn't like a fun, cool nerd answer, but it's really fucking nerdy.
Yeah. And that takes a lot of tedious work.
And accounting.
Yeah. It's just crazy because like, I mean, I've been a nerd forever. Like I remember like trying to learn HTML when I was a fucking kid mm-hmm. and like Adobe Flash, which like, and rest in peace. Lost that in 2020.
Thanks, 2020.
Which is, yeah. But like, I used to have to go to like Barnes and Noble and buy a book, a really thick, shitty, expensive book, like to save for a book. Which, if you don't know, and you're watching this, it's paper. They put paper together, and they put like a binding, like an edge on it, and then it's paper that you have to read.
Dude, you're gonna blow some of these kids' minds talking like that. Don't do
like,
that.
It sounds dangerous.
Lying about shit, man.
It sounds dangerous. Like if you carry it and drop it on something, like your foot, man.
That could be used as a weapon
or a paper cut. Paper cut.
Paper cut.
Paper cut.
By Linkin Park.
Kids these days don't even know about paper cuts.
Dude, what's
but anyway, and now it's like if I want to learn how to like. Do Like, literally the other day, I animated a video of my father-in-law, who's awesome, farting like a giant explosion, and said it to, like, because he was like joked about it, and I was like, did it. It's like, I wanted to do that, and I was like, oh, I think I just flip it and like f-ing throw this on it. And I just literally go to YouTube and like type in three things, and there's like a 12-year-old kid giving you a f-ing 3-hour rundown of how to like map this to here, so when they move, the butt explosion stays with the butt cheeks. Like, literally, a guy made a video about that.
You really got to get it, like, on the butt. It's wild. That's the key.
You can learn anything, like YouTube University. You can learn anything. Oh, yeah. I don't know how colleges are convincing people that, I mean, I don't, whatever, went to college, hurrah. So I'm not just hating, but like, I don't know how people are like convincing people that college is still a thing. Because like, I could probably learn open heart surgery on YouTube.
Yeah, in like tomorrow. 15 minutes. Yeah. Like, I've got the gist of it. Look, I'm good.
Like, that's why that remember the just Google it, like the website, and then to where somebody could ask a question, and you could literally send them a link of it typing it in for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just what the whole internet should be.
Oh, dude. That's true.
Yeah. Like, oh, I could have learned this online, but instead I'm standing in the kitchen yelling at you to give me the answer.
That's true.
I'm not talking about anyone.
Why
specific.
Come this don't work good? Well, the internet.
Y'all remember Ask Jeeves?
Speaking of that.
Ask Jeeves, dude.
I thought you said Ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
That was a different
website. Yeah, that's what I heard at first, too.
I was like, I mean...
Ass cheeks.
That was a different website. Different website.
That's the extent... I'm trying to think... I haven't watched anything nerdy or fun, like, except Mandalorian, of course. Like, that shit was amazing.
It was.
Right.
Oh, we're actually watching, because it's kind of nerdy right now. It's not new, though. Umbrella Academy.
Oh,
just
dude,
started
so
that, like, yesterday.
I haven't gotten the second season
really,
yet. I haven't
really
watched
good.
Yet.
I love Umbrella Academy.
We binged it all in one day.
Freaking,
Alan and I did.
Oh, nice.
And shout out to Gerard Way. You know, he wrote that
crazy.
Comic, so that's amazing.
He's not okay.
Zing.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know. What else should I be watching? I don't even know. What else is out that's good? Because I feel like we've run through all of Netflix.
Letterkenny.
Yeah.
The Boys.
That's not nerdy.
You ever watched the Boys on Amazon?
No.
It's pretty much like
it's good stuff.
It's like a superhero show, except for
I'm seeing a head shaking yes and a head shaking no.
Don't listen to him.
Conflicting.
Yeah. Don't listen to him.
So, he liked Imagine Dragons. His fucking opinion over mine.
Everybody's
Come
got
on.
Something, okay?
Well, okay, so it's a dark and gritty version of superhero stuff, except for the company that puts together all the superheroes is like
I have
evil.
Seen that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that the thing that Run the Jewels do a video that was like a crossover with that?
Oh, I think they did.
Yeah.
I think they did. Yeah.
Okay. That's how I know about
Run
the Jewels.
But that show is...
If you're watching this and you don't like Run the Jewels...
Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably... Yeah, there's, I don't know.
Just leave. Don't ever watch this show again.
Yeah, I got no words.
Just kill yourself. Don't kill yourself.
But so damn good.
So one of the things we did, you know, in our past was we made a movie. I get a lot of questions about the movie, you know, and some people are still hitting me up about it, like saying they've never seen it. Where can we find it? Can I get a copy and stuff? And I'm like,
don't lie. It's one person. It was one person on Instagram.
I've actually, dude, there's been times where I worked at Windstar for a while and I met someone that was like, oh my God, I know your band, whatever. And they would ask me about the movie. I was like, let me let you borrow the movie. So I let them borrow it. And then I got like six people hitting me up like, where can I get one also? And so like there's times where like people have asked me, you know, and I've like tried to get them a link or I've sent them like a YouTube link of like our short clips and stuff. And I've definitely got like, a dozen people being like, dude, where can I find this? You know what I mean? So... Where do you know where we can find that?
No, hell no. I have no idea. Like, that whole experience was crazy because I was the one that had to like talk to our label and be like, so we're making a movie. I know you gave us money to make a music video.
Right.
That'll be in there.
Right.
But we need more money because it's a movie. And like Steve Joe, like the A&R guy at the time who like was so cool and was always like, yeah, I trust you guys. Go for it. Turns out he shouldn't have trusted us.
What a dumbass.
Seven people bought that DVD.
Yeah. Well, we didn't really have the singer that was in the movie, you know, to market it, you know. Mm. So it was like kind of a big fucking bummer.
It was also like Beasley and Corey, all those guys, like, not hating on them, like, crushed it, insane. And, like, now, especially that I do more, like, photo video work and all that, like, thinking how they did, even some of the effects in that, mm-hmm. or, like, some of the videos they did for it. Yeah. Like, it's
Danger in the
those
Manger.
Those dudes are, that video, for me, to, like, to even think about doing that video, and this is, like, 10 years later, is, like, insane. Those guys are, like, mm-hmm. brilliant.
Yeah.
But turns out we are not good actors. The movie is not exactly good, not through their fault, through like my fault and slightly less your fault probably. But
I mean,
it's not. I haven't seen that shit in like years.
I remember going to the premiere. We went to the premiere. Yeah,
yeah. I had to sit through that shit. Luckily,
dude,
there were like alleged drugs handed to me before, so I.
Well, you had drugs?
Yeah, aww. And it was not allegedly. I was not allegedly. I was not functioning properly, so I think I fell asleep. To be 100% honest, with you. But I have seen
that is like the worst I've ever felt. Like I don't care. Like playing music, it's like whatever. Like. Playing the biggest festival ever, something like that, not in some cocky way, but like I don't care if I'm playing guitar, like I'm good, I don't care, not that I think I'm great, I'm just not uncomfortable sitting in a fucking movie theater watching that movie with people. Was like, oh god, oh, this is, it was like literally my nightmare. Like I'm not even going, like I would never, this thing we're doing right now, in a million years I would never watch it. It's like my nightmare. Like I enjoy talking to you guys, it's fun, but like seeing me talk and all this shit, like, I never watched a single interview we ever did, much less the fucking movie. Yeah. Like, I watched it the one time, and I was like, this is so sick. We did it. And, like, Beasley and Corey, all these, and all their team crushed it. But, like, seeing me fucking exist is, like, literally the worst fucking part of my existence.
Seeing it, like...
That sounds really dramatic and, like, whatever. But, like, it's just so awkward. Yeah, it's like not good.
Just watching yourself in a music video hurts. It's cringy no matter what. Like, it just sucks.
Yeah, that movie cringy though. Is like the word. But if I'm playing guitar in a video, I don't mind. Like, I can watch old music videos. It's fine. But then it's like, do a little part where you talk. I'm like, oh,
no.
Nah.
So
dude, I can't do it. Leave me alone.
So when it comes to that movie, you know, like, I've watched it, you know, within the last year or something like that, maybe last year,
at
but
least
like
once a week.
The only thing that I could complain on that movie
I think, like, I hear it faintly playing in the background.
Dude, he's been making us watch this the whole time.
He's like, if you're coming to my house, we're watching this movie and reliving.
We do that every
days.
Time, Mike.
It's literally
Jesus.
A blank screen, guys. Come on.
I'm watching it right now.
But the only thing that I complain on with that movie is like, there is a couple of scenes at the beginning that are just ran way too long, you know what I mean? But we
like the whole movie.
But we were trying to hit. We were trying to hit a certain time limit, you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, it's almost as good as the Surrounded by Monsters.
Oh, okay,
yeah, we're Surrounded by Monsters.
That band was only as good as its manager. Down. Am I right?
Yeah. We should probably call Andrew about that.
No, you know what? F that. I am so grateful for what you did for me and my band. You have no idea. Real. I respect you more than most people in the music industry, and I mean that too.
Well, that's really sad to hear, but thank you.
No, dude. No, I mean, I know how you take compliments. You take them like I do, I could never be mad at you for anything because of what you did for me, and I mean that 110%. Like, it's fucking sick that I got to do the stuff I did. It's pretty sick.
So let's, you know, well,
agree. I mean, you guys are an awesome band. You deserve the fucking world. And I don't know. I was happy to do one small fraction of a percent of something.
Are you guys gonna fuck or
seriously?
What?
It was awesome. And doing you guys like. It's crazy. I recorded you guys like 19 separate times.
Yeah, I know.
Like that one time was like legit and it was awesome. It was like, wow, we're like, it's a real thing. But there's other times in like our living room. I don't even know who all was there. If it was
I've
because
recorded
of her
in
or what it was.
Two of your living rooms.
That's true.
In Louise, both in Shreveport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was the lineup with Ross and Justin Brock.
Yeah, that was
right?
the first time, and then the next time was me at the other house where I passed out in the middle of the party. I just laid down on the floor and went to sleep.
Asleep, not wasted at all. Didn't drink anything, asleep, full on. There's 30 people in the house partying, stepping over him. He's right next to the kitchen. I'm just staring at him like, what the how?
It's like, don't touch him. Don't anger him. Yeah. You don't want to wake him up.
Everybody's just like, is this guy okay? He's like, no, he's just sleeping. He's all right.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know, I was in a band at the time, like way back in the day, called Surrounded by Monsters, and Steven was in a band called Statues Cry Bleeding.
I still have a Statues Cry shirt at my house.
I'd still love to have that album.
That's pretty much how we met. And, you know, we would trade shows in Texas and Shreveport, Louisiana, and stuff like that.
Fucking rip, yeah. Dude. That
pee Shreveport. On your nuts, boy.
Oh, he's thinking about it. He's trying to figure out what it is.
Or he's frozen.
Oh, he's frozen. Yeah, he's frozen.
Did you freeze? Yeah. Anyway, go on.
There he is.
The connection is getting bad. I should...
Definitely.
I don't know why it's making me do the robot when the connection gets worse. Anyway. Oh my god, the Gainesville house? Who all lived in that Gainesville house that had like multiple animal infestations?
Oh yeah. I was there quite a bit.
There's a lot of infestations.
I never slept there one time. I just drove home drunk because that house.
Yeah, there's some weird shit going on.
I distinctly remember sleeping in an inflatable like boat in the kitchen one time and waking up because there was a cockroach on my face. Waking up because I'm a pretty deep sleeper. And I woke up because there was obviously been more than one bug crawling on me, but the cockroach on my actual face.
Who would have known like they could screaming. Get in boats?
They were just having a meeting on your face.
Yeah. And Joel Reynolds being asleep in like the floor next to me and screaming because I was screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, good times in that house.
He's had a lot of bad luck with insects and stuff, you know? Remember that one spider bit him on the arm and his arm almost fell off?
God. Forgot about that. I remember having to like... I've had multiple experiences like that in life now where someone's like, I'm not like a super big, like, oh, headache, I go to the doctor. But I've had so many experiences now where someone's like about to die. And I'm like, look, man, I hate the f-ing hospital too, but we have to go. Joel's arm, it was literally like this thing sticking off there and had like a cavity full of like
pus,
liquid cheese. And he was just squeezing. It was,
cut your
you might have to edit this part out. Trigger warning. It was wild. I've never seen anything quite like that. And he's like, I think it's getting better. And he's like woozy, like his sweat dripping up.
We're gonna go to the hospital. Saliva's green for some reason.
So like $74,000 later, they like cut off like a softball off his arm and gave him antibiotics.
You have such descriptive things going on. It made me sick.
Have you ever thought about writing a children's book?
Well, that's actually why I agreed to do this.
Inspiration?
I've written an inspirational book for children. It's called Give Up Now.
Be this guy.
It's called Don't Be Like Lee.
I already made the joke.
I say that nobody ever, like, seriously, I'm not being like self-deprecating, whatever. Nobody ever writes me and asks about the band stuff ever.
Really?
For the first time in so long, somebody did the other day, and all he wrote me was like, "Hey man, I just wanted to say it was great meeting you at some show at some point." He was like, honestly, like how bad you guys all looked and how bad you in particular smelled made me give up on wanting to be a touring musician.
Inspiration.
I was like, yeah, like my granddaddy like said.
The biggest backhand in the world. Like, oh, fuck you for smelling bad, but I didn't want to tour anymore.
And then, I mean, I read that too and was like, I've got a lot of faults, don't get me wrong, but like you can back me up on this. I was never the smelly one.
Mikey's the nastiest one out of y'all's whole band.
So gross.
I mean, my show clothes got pretty bad.
I was going to say, you're sitting next to the human that I would.
But hey, you have to remember,
I was that guy.
I might have been smelly sometimes with my show clothes and stuff like that, but remember Bubbles? Because I think I was a step up in cleanliness, even though I love
Who's
Bubbles.
Bubbles?
Brian.
Oh.
Brian he never changed out his show clothes.
Yeah. And that's what I started learning to do. You can't taint your normal clothes with the show presence.
Your show clothes would be like, I've never really seen clothes turn white and be like out of a cartoon where clothes are like so smelly that they're stiff. I was like, oh, that cartoon.
They could stand on their own, right?
Right. That was your X-Men shirt that you cut the sleeves off of. literally was that. It just like stood up in place.
All right.
It was disgusting.
You would be like, where's that hook you hung your clothes on? There was no hook. It was just leaned up against the wall. It's a
funny story. Stands on tone. He still wears that shirt all the time. He's never washed it.
No, that's not true. I actually threw it out the other day.
The other day?
Yeah. It's been,
he masturbated.
If you pan the camera, the side right now, it's hanging on the wall. Yeah.
No, it's not hanging. It's just standing up against the wall.
It's a doorstop. You mean the doorstop?
It's in a glass case, like Annabelle the doll, and it's like, do not open.
You could have to keep cause it in the glass case because it'll kill you if you smell it. Now.
You know, Adam, who was Adam from Oceano? He wore that windbreaker. And it was the nastiest-smelling fucking thing I've ever smelled in my entire life.
Yeah.
You wore it every night.
On All Stars, like, I walked up to him to give him a hug and was like, okay.
All right, let go.
Dude, you know what, dude? I'll hug you when you change. This is horrible. And he's just like, yeah. All right, man.
Didn't we share a bus with him in Europe that one tour?
Yeah, like the first European tour they were on it.
And I love those guys so much.
They're great dudes.
They're so awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love Adam still to this day. But I can recall when someone show clothes would be stinking. No,
yeah, and it was gross too, dude. Like, but I'd learned a lot of things from those guys. Like, don't wear underwear during your set so you don't ruin your underwear.
There should be like a card game with just like the smelliest show clothes and its power level.
Oh, dude. The coolest thing I saw Adam do was some dude jumped up on stage. I can't remember where we were at, and he like started screaming and he had him in, like, almost at a headlock
and then turned backwards and fell backwards. Yeah,
I was like, dude, Stone Cold.
Nobody caught him. Yeah. He just went to the ground.
Yeah, no, both of them did.
Stone Cold.
They both went back.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I was there. It was amazing.
I was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
And I'm sure the person he was holding died immediately. Yeah. And Adam drank his soul from his body and became stronger and a better.
That was the jacket the whole time.
Shao Kahn from fucking Mortal Kombat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's him. He just drinks their soul.
Dude,
how are your lows so low? Well,
he just check out the souls. Your ass.
Screaming souls. Dude,
do you remember that? Remember on that one tour we did, there would be like a break in a song, and he'd always make up some up shit to say.
Yeah. He's still. Oh man, yeah.
The one time he goes, what? He's like, avenge slavery. It was like, that's right.
That's right.
Was that in Europe? I think it was in Europe too. So nobody knew what he was talking about. It was in like Italy. It was in one of the countries where like people's English isn't quite as good as like some other spots in Europe. And I just remember he said that, and everyone in the green room, we were all like pissing our pants. The whole crowd was just like, what?
I'm gonna punch this guy in the face, but what the f- did you just say?
But like, it's like the climactic buildup in a cutout, and he's just like, avenge slavery. And then like a bunch of like white Italian kids beats the shit out of each other. I love Adam.
Yeah, absolutely. So much.
Absolutely.
Adam's so fucking funny, and his vocals. I remember like the first show of that tour, just hearing him live and being like, how does he do that? Yeah. My God. It's so heavy.
Yeah, now he's the Black Mario. Have you seen that?
What is that?
Yeah,
he does. He's huge on Twitch.
Oh, really?
And he dresses up like Mario, and he has his own persona.
Yeah,
Black Mario.
Yeah. That's amazing. I have to watch this, dude.
And he just parties hard. Holy shit. Moshes in his living room. I don't know why we don't do that. I do it all the time in front of my daughter, and she makes fun of me.
And he's found like a new way to use Twitch, because I never seen anybody use it like that. He would like preview metal albums, and then like, and whenever somebody tipped him, he would chug beer. And so it would be like, it would show on the screen, it would show like a little green mushroom every time someone tipped him, and it started filling up on the screen, and he was like, yes, give me more. And he's like chugging beer, and it's like ting. It's like, wow. Jesus, I could have been doing that
this whole time,
a long time
I could
ago.
Do that and make
now
money?
I'm old.
Dude, good times.
But all right,
we're old now.
So you know, we're pushing into the, like, you know, the last 10 minutes maybe or so, but question: if somebody asked you what happened with Iwabo, what would you say?
Can
no, he's cutting out again.
Oh, he's freezing up. That's weird. No.
you know, it's hard to answer without digging too deep into a lot of, you know, our human problems that we all had as a band that's lived together in a house and in a van for a, like, close to a decade.
And you guys never, like, not saw each other. Like, yeah. You saw each, oh, we get home from tour? Cool. I don't have to see you for 10 minutes. Yeah. That's cool.
You know, like, which, by the way, the more people I tell that to, like, even as the years have progressed, I, like, mention that, they're like, I'm sorry, rewind the story.
Yeah.
You lived with your band? Yeah. Every single person I've told that to is like, what the fuck? You know, how did funny? You guys make it past one record?
Yeah.
Like, it was fine.
We didn't.
We just lost a member every record.
Yeah. I should have said a Mikey, but whatever.
That's why you joined the band. It worked.
Yeah, Fuzz was like, yeah. why didn't I get a shot? Why'd Mikey get a shot?
I was still very not happy about that.
I remember Steven telling me one time, he was like, I would be sick to have you in the band too, man, but you and Mike, nah. I was like, I can respect that.
Don't remember that, but it's like, it sounds like my answer. Yeah.
Sounds like
if you guys today were like, you want to get together and like do some Deftones covers? You'd be like, yeah, with like one of you.
Yeah.
You guys can figure out. Or like maybe you on Friday and you on Saturday.
You said specifically us on tour together would not be good.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, yeah.
Well, I mean, there'd be a lot of belligerent alcoholism to deal with the two of you.
There still is. Mike doesn't drink as much now.
It's a lot less.
He's still a piece of shit.
Well, also, you get to leave and go home.
Yeah.
As soon as it gets to that point, as soon as his alter ego, which it, you know, I guess it doesn't anymore, but as soon as the alter ego comes out, you can be like, about that time, it's the trail. Well, yeah. Whereas for me, it was like, I guess I'm going to go into the other room where I sleep next to you, and you were like, wake up.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'll go sleep outside, and then you'd be outside like, oh, am I drunk?
With those hollow eyes.
That wasn't me.
Are you talking about you or him?
Yes.
I was talking
about how I almost got in a fight with Lee the other day because he'd be, or not the other day, but like way back when. He'd
on
be
tour,
like,
on tour.
He was drunk as shit because Mike got him drunk as shit and was like, I was like, come on, dude, we're here. Let's go. Let's go inside. And he's just like, what? I was like, come on, Lee, let's go inside.
I fell asleep.
Are you f***ing with me?
I drunkenly fell asleep.
And he just wanted to fight because I was trying to get him to go inside the
house. I wanted to fight that guy. What the f***?
Are you trying to help me right now?
How dare you? You never answered the question.
Yeah, you never answered the question. Let's get back to that.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not trying to like hide anything. I don't know. It's so crazy to me. It probably sounds so, I don't mean it in a shitty way, but like it literally feels like seven lifetimes ago now that like,
right,
we were like recording that like Gift of Death video.
Right.
And like literally, remember like touring, we'd always like joke, it's like 1 year of tour is like, it's like dog years. It's like 7 years shaved off your like actual life.
Or 1 year like, of 2020.
Yeah, pretty much. But like doing, especially like the DJ tour stuff after that, and like, don't mean this in a shitty, negative, whatever way, but like every year I did that, I had the like 100,000 miler tag on every major airline. It's like when you're flying like 300,000 miles a year, whatever the hell, like it was cool and it was like super, can't complain. Slept in a lot of Walmart parking lots and eating f-ing nothing for weeks on end. So it's, you know, cooler than that and all, but, doing all that tour, Phil, is like it was like an entire lifetime of f***ing traveling and all that. So I don't even know. I guess we all hated each other, and then we didn't do a band anymore. Is that the best answer?
I mean, I'll accept it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, mostly how I answer that question is like, you know, Steven started doing his own thing. There was a lot of miscommunication with us out on the road and him doing his own thing. And then eventually it just didn't work. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Oh, I totally, like, this is bad. I don't mean to forget, but like overlapping that timeline towards the very end was like, I was in the hospital with my mom for a few months while she died.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty big part of it.
Right, for sure.
And, yeah, and that creating life crisis, existential dread of like, I've been on tour for a decade and made $17.
Maybe 18, you know.
Right.
Yeah, still doing the robot for some reason. And again, not complaining. Like the fact that every time people ask me, they're just like, or I will talk to somebody now and they're like, yeah, I actually looked up your band. They're like, you guys did a lot of stuff. And I'm like, we really did. I don't know how the hell, like we toured it's like fucking 40 countries, something insane. They're like a weird band from, well, Shreveport, Louisiana, but not you, bro. But kind of you, bro. Like, how did we do that? I still don't know how our band managed to do.
You guys took over the world for a solid, like, 4 years, dude. Like, it was
crazy. And I mean, it was like a little microcosm of the world, you know, like this little thing. But, like, it was crazy. I still am, like, so shocked and, like, whatever, and so lame. I feel so fucking fortunate we got to do all that stuff. Like, it's crazy. Like, that's crazy. There was still, I would joke about it, like, at the beginning, like, the Diplo Major Lazer tour, when it was still, like, three of us out on tour. Like, I'd be somewhere with Wes, he'd be like, oh, it's crazy, this is my first time here. I'm like, oh, it's fine, man, you'll come back again someday, my band played here twice, it's fine. Yeah. You're doing okay.
Yeah, Serbia,
like, I swear to God,
we've been here.
Yeah. Bosnia, no big deal,
right?
Party
it on the beaches, really Croatia. Do a lot of
crazy shit.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty bitter about it, because I started working for bands when we stopped touring, and then I did the All-Stars run with Iwabo and was stoked on it, and then I couldn't do the next tour because, you know, adult stuff, and then it was like, all right, we're not doing it anymore. And I was like, oh, cool, I'll go fuck myself. This is cool. I finally found a band that I like working for, and here I am. All right. Okay, no, it's cool. I'll just stay at home and be a dad now, so that's cool.
I mean, that tour was pretty dope because you were dadding us.
I know. So. I was dadding you guys hard.
Yeah. He would dad us so hard that there was...
Somebody had to dad you.
Oh, dude. At one point in time, Courtney and I think young Michael were like, what? Because I told him, we're leaving at this time. Yeah. We're leaving at this time.
It was the end of tour, I think. And he Fuzz was like, we're leaving at this time. We need to be back. I'm not fucking around. And Courtney was like, wait, no. It's the last day. We need to hang out. Okay. And he was like... he's like, I don't know if I should let this go.
Yeah, I was.
I've never hit a woman before, but I'm angry.
Pushing it.
That's what you said. That's what you said. You don't have to lie to the people.
You're right. Where no, I was just raised, that's what
allegedly.
You said. Allegedly. No.
Allegedly.
But anyway.
You know, if anyone wants any life advice, don't live with your band for a decade. Yeah.
That's probably actually really good advice.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Because when we would get home from tour, I wouldn't talk to my band for like a month.
That's
just
true.
Because I didn't like them, but I had to tour with them because we, you know, got signed.
I lived with them.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah. I mean, I have so many friends now, like, that I've met even through like moving to Nashville, who are in like big band, like doing whatever. And they're, every time they even hear that we all live together, they're like, I love my band. Like, even people who are, it's also when you're like 20, shit's a lot, you know, you get older, mellow out and figure shit out and all this. But like, even people like, whatever, older, who are just like, I fucking love my band, but hell no, what is wrong with you guys? Y'all are dumb as hell.
Yeah.
How could we have afforded to do the band for as long as we did if we didn't like cut bills down by sharing everything?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that was the one way. It was like genius. Yeah. And like, when we would go do like Southeast Asia and whatever, all these tours, it's like, well, we might break even or might lose $1,000, right. But it's like, well, at least we can just get less groceries at Walmart when we all go together.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like all we didn't have five rents to pay, or I don't know.
And obviously, the overall experience was amazing, and nowadays it hurts to know that we did so much and I do so little now.
Yeah, I know. I should have been in the band, but whatever.
Me too.
I remember getting a text the first run Mike did with you guys. He texted me, he's like, yo, Fuzz, how quick could you learn the Iwabo set? And I'm like, dude, you tell me when I need to know it and I'll have it done. And then I never heard anything else. And I was like, oh, okay,
I think
cool.
That was like one of those weeks where we were like, Mikey, what are you doing?
Yeah, dude,
like,
I was so bitter about it because I hated my band. So I was like so stoked to like, be in Iwabo. And then,
that was one of those weeks where we're like, Mikey, you lost your passport. You left pubes in the fucking hotel bathroom all over the counter 7 days in a row. We've got pee bottles, you know, exploding in the van. What's
oh, my
happening?
God. I forgot about pee bottles.
Pee bottles.
We've all got our faults, okay?
Right.
Pee bottles are weird, though.
Oh, I yelled about pee bottles. Because I stayed in the front of the van. The front bench seat was my seat when I was out and with them. And I was just like, I swear to God, if you put a fucking pee bottle up here, I will fucking dump it all over you.
Never. I still think my favorite thing, it's not even like talking shit or negative, it's hilarious that Mikey did, was for so long blame Mildred for eating food in the van. And then, like, one day, like, casually coming clean about it. Like, he's like, oh, that was just me. I ate it and blamed the dog. We're like, it's like, dude, what? You can't just, like, casually mention that. It's been 7 years of you eating my Quiznos sandwich. Dude. Like,
and it never stopped either. Like, I remember on the tour.
That's so Mikey. That's the best part of it.
On the tour, when you weren't there, there was a point in time where, like, just we did this, like, overnight drive. And then young Michael the next day is like, wait a minute. Who was eating mustard next to my white shoes? And we were like, oh, what? And then Mikey's like, I may have had a corn dog last night. And so he's like, why would you eat a corn dog and set the mustard packets on my white shoes? Yeah. And, you know, obviously it was like,
see,
f***ing Mikey.
That's so Mikey.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's been fun, Steven.
It really has, dude. Seriously, I love you. It's stupid. Don't be a stranger. Say hi to me every once in a while. Just saying.
Yeah, and I miss you. And
pick up the phone, bro.
I did. I texted you the other day. Did I not?
I text you back within like 4 seconds.
I know, and I appreciated that. I just had to make the first move. It's cool.
God, just f*** already.
Jesus. Dude, I would if he was here. I'd do it.
I mean,
there was.
Damn it,
so there was honestly way less, you know, awkward moments than I thought today. It's true. Once we started talking about Iwabo stuff, I thought it might get awkward, but
the past is the past.
The past is definitely the past.
I've known you since way before that, and I think we had fun for like 90% of the time that I wasn't like freaking out and you weren't drunk and screaming at me.
Allegedly.
I was just faking the whole time, honestly. I'm going to pull the Lee card. I knew what I was doing, man.
Lee's freezing up.
I don't even know if you care to share, like, you know, where to find you, where to find your social media and shit like that.
Your company.
Yeah, yeah. Blow it up if you need. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I already make enough money. Yeah. I make tons of money. Stupid.
I wear sweats all day. I have plenty of money. All right.
My maid's gonna come here and clean these cans up as soon as this is over with. So.
He's already here.
Rosalita.
Get down, Rosalita. Wait.
Yeah.
Cocaine's in the bottom drawer.
Company thing we do. It's called 9/9. Whatever. It's like the thing.
That's perfect. Need
some content or whatever, don't call me. Get on YouTube and figure it out. It'll be fine.
That's the best line I've ever heard.
That sounds about right from Steven.
All right. Well, I have to pee incredibly badly. And it's been amazing talking to you. Also, congratulations on the child.
Dude. Yes,
coming.
Very much so.
On
much
Brad so. Bradley, baby.
Brad Bradley.
It's Brad Lee Bradley.
Yeah.
The greatest thing, that kid's not going to be a serial killer.
What about those vegetable names we were working on? Brock Lee.
Ooh,
that's a good one. Brock you know what
Lee.
I mean?
Yeah. As long as you have Lee in it, that's all that matters.
Mac Maroney.
Oh my god. Yeah, what was the like combining animals? It was like
Cobranchula, dude.
Cobranchula.
Yeah, Cobranchula.
Rattlebear.
Rattlebear. I still want a rattlebear tattoo.
What was that? Boa condactyl.
Yeah.
The boa condactyl.
And the Sneagle.
The Sneagle. Yeah, the snake and the eagle. Anyway, let's just be
I was thinking beagle. Does that make me cooler or lamer?
No, we're all beagle? Equally
much
lame.
Lamer. Much
all
lamer.
All equally lame.
All right. True. Yeah.
Anyway,
I have to
love
be
you
so bad.
Love you.
All right, Steven. Can hang up. Love you.
All right. See
you. Love you, buddy. Bye.
Later, nerds.